my purpose.
Hello. I want to thank everyone for coming tonight to see Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Narayan Maharaj. This is his first time he's come here to Tucson, and I just wanted to thank everyone and to let you know that one of the reasons we had Srila Narayan Maharaj come here is that I wanted everyone to experience the vibrations, the mercy, the mercifulness, and the love emanating from the vibrations from his body. The Ladini Shakti, Krishna's internal energy, emanates from his pure Bhagavat disciples, devotees. And Srila Narayan Maharaj has come here just to give us what Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami, came to give originally. And he's coming under his order, and with Gurudev's order on my head, I wanted to ask everyone to please lend your ears and your attention and experience the mercifulness of the vibrations emanating from Srila Gurudev, and then take that to heart and see this is the test in the Kali Yuga. Externally, we can't understand what is a Vaishnava. But Narottam Das Thakur, a great acharya in our line, taught that Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra Vigeya Nambuchaya. No one can know what is a Vaishnava. By external appearances, you can't really judge. It's very easy to make a mistake in this age of quarrel and hypocrisy. But by listening and taking this vibration, letting it enter into through the ears into the heart, and at once all the anarthas, our unwanted things in our lives, we can see things that we couldn't do, problems we had in our life become very easy to remove, to run away. Just like when you clap your hands, the birds will all fly away right around. So just like that, when you take these words into your ears, Shravana Puteshu, you let them enter into the ear hole, and they enter into the courtyard of your heart, then a great revolution will occur in one's life. So I want to thank you again, and ask you to please just give your attention and give a fair reception and see what happens. And now I'll give the...
Now I'm requesting Brajnath Prabhu.
This is Srila Brajnath Prabhu.
That why we came, what are our missions, and if a man is healthy or having so many positions, even why we should do bhajan on this subject, he will speak something.
Agyanativarandasya Yarandana Sadakya Takshuru Meditam Yena Tasma Yusri Gudavena Vancha Kaukau Drupyasya Kripa Sindhu Vedatya Stupitana Vahamitya Vaishnave Pyodamonama. Sri Gurudev ordered me to speak a few minutes on the importance of why we should do bhajan in the human form of deity. And many of you are familiar with the word bhajan. Some of you know, so I will explain. Bhajan, or sadhan, means to engage in activities which are favorable for our ultimate well-being. And all of that is related with things beyond our material experience. We may call it religion, yoga, spiritual activities. The relation with that, to develop that, to practice activities in order to achieve spiritual, ultimate, lasting happiness under proper guidance of those who are expert, under the guidance of the instructions of the holy scriptures. That is called bhajan. So why we should do bhajan? Why we should engage in the activities which will help us to realize spiritual values or spiritual happiness? First of all, we see that in this world there are many different living entities. in the human form of life, we see so many differences. Here in Tucson, we see the Indians are here, the Americans, after the Indians, the original Americans are the Indians, then after that, the imported Americans from Ireland and other European countries, China, Japan, so many are living here, Mexico, and all are living in America, but there are so many differences externally amongst them. Also, we see so many other living entities, birds, snakes, boars in the mountains here, lions I hear, there are lions in the mountains. There's so many different species. If we go further, in this planet, on this planet, then we see so many other living entities everywhere in different species of life, in trees, grasses, in reptiles. Again, what is the purpose of all this? All these living entities, what are they looking for? Where are they going to? So we may see that all are looking for happiness. And they try their utmost best to attain that happiness by fulfilling the needs of the body, stomach, to eat, to defend, to produce children, and to eating, sleeping, and sleeping. Many of us are familiar with these activities throughout the biggest part of our day. Eating, sleeping, and defending. These are the prime activities of all living entities. Where is food? Where can I find a place where I can meet with anyone who is going to help me to make my life more successful, more happy? And all are thinking like this. Now, in Shastra, it is advised that so many living entities are there. 8,400,000 different species of life, meaning in different bodies, are on this planet, in this material existence, all over the creation, different planets. Out of these 8,400,000, there are 400,000 human species, different species in the human form of life. All living entities, they're looking for this happiness. Labdha sudurabham, idam bhavasambhavam. Our scriptures are telling that this human form of life, manushya manityam api biram api turnam yate itana patet anumitya yavan vishayasya vishaya khalo samba sarvatasya. In this human form of life, which is very, very rare and difficult to obtain, it is described that living entity travels in all the different species of life. In the animal species, in the bird species, the plant species, until he reaches the human form of life, he has an extra ability. It means that he has the capacity to understand, who am I? Where do I belong? Where do I come from? He can ask questions. Where is God? Is there any God? If God is there, maybe we met one man, I think it was your father, Lenz, who said that God is sleeping. He's not interested in this world. Some people say, God is there, but he created everything, but he lost control over the situation. So it is become out of control now. So our scriptures are telling that this is all due to our own unfortunate situation, being in ignorance, not knowing who we are, who is God, what is our ultimate well-being. We are searching everywhere and we try to find answers, especially in the human form of life. We try to study and understand philosophy. We go to university thinking that answers will come. And sure enough, when we go to university, we see that so many answers are coming, and with all the answers that are coming, more problems are coming. I know by my own experience, and many of you We go to university, not only that, first we go to high school, and we get the promise, oh, now we will really understand what life is all about and how to be happy. After high school, we have some big hope that maybe this wasn't really the thing which I was looking for, but they are going to teach me in university perhaps. Then we go to university. So many things are being taught in university. And what do we see? All are walking around depressed, and some are thinking they're very happy. Yeah. But we see that they are happy for a very short moment. So many problems are constantly bothering the living entity in this material world, especially in the human form of life. If we analyze the facilities that are available in the human form of life and we compare that with the animals, then we see the animals are much better in mating, defending, eating and sleeping. They don't have to fill out a tax report. They don't have to divorce. They don't have to worry about all kinds of arrangements for working. They simply look where is food, where is a place to sleep, and where is a facility to mate and defend. And they're very expert. They have, at a time, we see the pigs, at a time, they may have 17, 18, 20 children. In human form of life, one child may be coming, maybe two, three, four, at a time, very rare, and so many problems, always. Children giving so many headaches, and then we think we are happy in married life, and we see what is the situation nowadays, the divorce rate. I think in America it's pretty much the highest. Why is that? We are analyzing. If we can go to any university, we should analyze. Why is that? People are searching for happiness, especially in this country, America, which is highly developed in material science. People are thinking we are on top of the world. Our president, Mr. Bush, he is the leader of the world. He can conquer anyone. This is our great pride. But at the same time, we see with all our material advancement, we have the greatest ratio of difficulties, divorce, and if you see, they made a study, how many people are feeling peaceful in this world? In America, the 3 out of 4 or 5 out of 5, they feel fearful. And the fifth one is the doctor who has to receive them, the patients. So, very difficult and very unfavorable situation for the living entity in the human form of life. Still, they are doing so much effort to be happy and to be on top of the world. But then we see, how long does it last? Where are the great successful leaders in society? They are so attractive and beautiful. One of them, you may remember, Princess Diana. She was so beautiful and attractive. Everybody was thinking, she's a wonderful lady. And in a moment, she died in a car crash. So at any time, death may come. And what is next? Still we are thinking, I should try to get some happiness out of this temporary existence. However, the real business of human life is not to look for this temporary happiness, but how to understand this. This is only possible if by any good fortune we come in contact with a saintly person. Only by hearing from saintly persons we will see the light. We are looking for the solution. How can we discover the solution? Only when we hear from someone who has realized the solution. That is a saintly person. They can give us guidance. They can bring us out of this very unfortunate situation. So tonight, we are very lucky. A very great saintly personality is amongst us. And from him, if we hear very carefully, we may not understand everything, but if we hear very carefully, we will realize that in our heart, something becomes very auspicious, favorable, attentive. We will see that this is what I'm looking for. Inner peace and self-fulfillment. Moreover, I can hear and I can discover the path, how to overcome all the difficulties which I'm always faced with. And moreover, I can realize my real eternal nature, which is full of love and happiness. Still, it will not be easy, but this is the solution which God mercifully has arranged in this world. Sometimes he comes himself, and sometimes he sends his dear associates to enlighten us. And everyone, especially in the human form of life, is fortunate to attain this situation. If he becomes inquisitive, we should not think that we are only very few here, only we are fortunate. God is not like that. God is our best friend, and he is always with us at all times. And if we look for him, he will guide us, and he will bring us into that association in which we can understand what is our real path in life and how to overcome all difficulties and be happy forever.
Om Ajnanati Midandhasya Jnananjanasalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vanchakalpatarubhascha Vipasindrubhaivacha Patitanam Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Namo Namaha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
First of all, I pay my humble obeisances to the lotus feet of Sri Gurudev, and I pay obeisances to all Vaishnavas, and welcome all devotees and guests who assembled here. As if you have heard from Sripad Tamogaha Prabhu and Sripad Bhajanath Prabhu, as Sri Gurudev command me, I shall try at my level best to discuss something about this subject matter. You know, Sri Gurudev raised one question, why we need to do bhajan? Though we are very happy materially, we have in good position, is there a need to do bhajan? So, before answering this, I discuss something little bit which I have heard from Gurudev as before, that this point will be very clear why we need to do bhajan. In this world, not only human beings, all living entities want to be happy. For this, special human beings, they discovered transportation, communication, everything in this world. You are sitting here, by Concorde air flight, you can go London in 2 hours only. And if you are sick, especially in this world, now medical science, transplantation your heart, brain, everything. But why you want to be happy? For this reason, we discovered all these things. Are you happy in this world? If you want to be happy, you always with your friends, relatives, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, they love you each other. Why? All are seeking happiness in this world. You are maintaining your body, you cover your body very nicely with very expensive dress. Why? To protect you from sun and rain and winter season. By nourishing this body, are you will be happy? Today your wife or girlfriend or boyfriend loving you, but if your soul will go, will they love you? Have you researched any time? Who am I? Why I come in this world? What is ultimate good? What is the leads to ultimate good? Have you ever think about this? We have to know all these things. Who am I? I am not this physical body. If I will be this physical body, when our spirit or soul will go away, why our relatives, why our friends are not loving us? So what is that soul? Ever we discuss, ever we discover about this, we have to know all these things. Then we will be properly happy and eternally happy. So once, in ancient India, there was a king named Sujagga. He wanted to conquer another country to be a very big emperor. Just like nowadays, America invaded Iraq, want to be monarch of all the world. In the same way, the king wants to invade another country to be an emperor. But by chance, by his misfortune, he killed in battlefield. After that, his soldiers brought in his body and put on the ground and covered him with a white chadar, white cloth. All are weeping so bitterly, all are lamenting. No one was there to console them. Queen, mother of king, all relatives, all subjects are lamenting very bitterly and weeping very loudly. The meantime, Yam Maharaj, means personification of death, arrived there in form of a small boy, almost naked. And he asked one elderly person, "Oh my dear friend, why they are weeping so bitterly? Why they are lamenting? What happened?" The elderly person told, "Oh my dear boy, you could not understand. Please go and play." The boy insisting, no, please tell me what happened. I think, which I can understand. All of you could not understand, so they are weeping bitterly. Please explain me what happened. Elderly person told, "King has gone." "Oh my God, king has gone? When will you come back?" "Like, you had gone to some, you had gone Europe, you had gone India. We'll come back 1 week, 10 days, 2 weeks. So must king come back?" Then elderly person told, "I told you, he could not understand. Where he had gone, will never come back." "Oh, never come back? What is that?" "Oh, he expired." "Oh my God, he expired. What does it mean, expired?" Then elderly person told, "His soul has gone." "Oh, his soul has gone. So why not telling this very simple way? He has gone, he has expired. Better told, his soul has gone. Now I am understanding this thing." "Oh, have you ever been see the soul? How tall he was? He was black complexion or fair complexion? What he used to eat? Where he used to sleep? What was his duty?" When the boy was asking all these questions, they forget the lamenting, forget the weeping. They are opening their eyes completely and looking towards this boy. Who is this small boy giving all this philosophy? He said, "No, we never seen the soul. For whom we are weeping? This body is lying on the ground. As before you used to put in the royal palace, in his bedroom, today you put on the ground. So that means you love him for his soul." "Yes." "So if you never seen his soul, so why are you lamenting for that?" "Who's the soul?" "Soul is the eternal servant of Supreme God. If you know, if you realize that you are eternal servant of Supreme God, only serving him, you can be happy in this world eternally. So if you want to be happy, then you must have to know who am I and why I came in this world. What is lead to my ultimate goal? If you know all these things and inquiry, then you will be happy. What is the process? Just like this is Arizona University. we pass through electrical computer engineer in the next building. If you want to be a computer engineer, then you have to go to that department, have to be under guidance of an expert person, then you will be qualified to be a computer engineer. If not so, then never be able to be a computer engineer. Similarly, if you want to know that who am I, why I came in this world, then you have to go a expert. An expert, who is that, who is this, is called spiritual teacher or bona fide Gurudev or a spiritual guide. What is his qualification? He must be detached from this world. Srimad Bhagavat told us, Tasmad Gurum Prapadeita Jigasyatamam Sabde Parichanishnatam Brahmanupasamasrayam. What is his qualification? If you want to know who am I and why I came in this world and how will be eternally happy, if you are a good position in this material world, by your position, you will not be happy. Even you could not take a tip of your hair from this world, what to say about other material thing? So you have to go to an expert. What is his symptom? He must be a qualified what? In all epics, especially in Veda, Ramayana, Mahabharata, Srimad Bhagavatam. If you have any doubt, you can remove your doubt in a minute quoted from scriptures. Moreover, he must be detached from this world. Whole world, they involve in three W's. What is that? Three W means W for woman, for oil, and wine. Especially Western world involve these three W's, wine, woman, and oil. Moreover, the internal in 70s, what? D means dance, where in nightclub with boyfriend or girlfriend. Moreover, they are not serving God, they are serving dog. Just opposite, G-O-D, D-O-G. They are not serving God, they are bound to serve dog. And moreover, they are drinking alcohol. Moreover, they want dollar. They don't know what is ultimate goal. They only need dollar. Moreover, they want diamond. And destiny, then they embrace death. And divorce, and then embrace death. The whole world, the material world, involving these three W and seven Ds. So an expert, spiritual expert, means guru, must be detached from three W and seven Ds. Moreover, he must be a realized soul. He realizes who am I and what is relation between myself and Krishna. If you go to him, he can make you understand, make you realize. Then you will be eternally happy. So whoever want to be eternally happy, they have to come to proper process. Maybe you are in a good position in material world, you will never be happy. So if you want to be eternally happy, please follow today's class, and you can listen something lotus lips of our beloved Gurudev, then you can understand why you came in this world and how you can be eternally happy. Hare Krishna.
ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायके कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्यनम् गौरविषये. फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल माय हार्ट टचिंग Dandat Pranam in the lotus feet of my spiritual master, Om Vishnu Bhav Sishmad Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Goswami, and same in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnu Bhav Sishmad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, to whom you know by Prabhupada. You should know my relations, some relations, that we have so many relations, each other. First of all, he is my Shiksha Guru, God of, brother of my spiritual master. Also, he took sannyas, renounce order from Om Vishnu Pad Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, myself too. So we are God brothers. Very intimate friends we. I know him from since 1946 and serving him, obeying him. He is Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, myself to Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Maharaj. In some way, in renounce order, I'm senior than him. I taught him to make danda and how to take all these saffron cloths also from beginning. So he was very much happy to me. He told so many things for me. When he was in India and he took initiation from his Gurudev Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada. He ordered him to preach in Western countries in English language. But he was delayed and he came after about 40 to 42 years after. And my Shiksha Guru Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, he wanted to take me with him in Western countries, especially in New York when he began to preach. He told me, ordered me that you should send my all books. I sent so many Radha Krishna ditties, mridanga, kartal, so many kinds of sweets, everything. He wrote me about more than 400 letters. He told in that letter, we had transcendental relations. It cannot be destroyed. He had not told for anyone. So when he came, how he came? In Indian navigation, Sindhya, by boat, by sea he came, not by aeroplane. With only some old books of Gita and Bhagavata, nothing else. Without penny, he was at that time penniless. And he came first in
Boston,
and after that,
New York,
in a garden, in a park, he used to sing with his only kartal, closing his eyes. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Brinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Closing eyes, tears in eyes, heart melting. In that park, so many
hippies
used to be there, drinking alcohol and doing so many things. They came and surrounded him. And they were dancing. When he used to sing, they used to dance. And sometimes they used to offer their bottles of
wine.
But what became after some time? They were all happy. He made them all hippie happy. their life was sent totally. So many, not only thousands of hippies became happy. They followed him totally and began to meditate, to worship, O Supreme Lord. And thus they became very happy. He used to write me from everywhere, where he used to preach. In a couple of years, he wrote so many books, translated all the Indian epics. In perhaps in all prominent languages of the whole world, his books were translated. He preached where? In the mountains, among the amidst oceans, Hawaii and other countries, on the mountains, in forest, Saranagati, like in Canada,
in
desert also, everywhere. His voice was touched in all over the world. His books, had so many to realize all these things. After that, he established so many preaching centers. Also, he established cow sheds, schools, and so many things. But when he left this world, what became? Now no Goshala. All preaching centers, almost all are going to be closed because no devotee, no students, now no cows. And gradually, after him, or so many renowned sannyasi, almost all, except one or two or so many, or left that mission. They became against all this philosophy. And also, so many brahmacharis. Oh, he was also a brahmachari, one of them. Ladies all were not married. I think that at that time she was also not married. She was a brahmachari. Preaching, distributing books, doing everything, establishing school and everything. But after he left this world, all became weak. They left so many missions. They became against this. So many became family
householders.
Someone became totally against. I don't want to take their names, but I know all, because I'm from 46, very old. So, why it became? We should try to analyze all these things. If a person realizes that worldly life is not peaceful and not happy, there are so many problems, as Shripad Madhava Maharaj and Brajnath Prabhu told. I don't want to tell again and again all these things. So, what I was telling.
But there are so many problems.
He came, after his departure, all became very weak. If a man realizes that really in this world no happiness, he may be wealthy, he may be so beautiful, she may be very beautiful, qualified, having so many positions. Even you must know that if you are so beautiful, lady or gentleman, one day they will have to be old. They are bound to be old. No one can check. Even lakhs and millions of doctors and scientists and anyone, they cannot save anyone. We'll have to go. And then, when we become old, our beauty will go away. Teeth,
eyesight.
Eyesight. Everything will be so weak. And after that, you may walk on a stick. Even you cannot. Doctors may, they cannot help. Oh, one day they will also be like that. The position of doctors are very worst because they are helping others, taking their all liabilities and thinking, and blood pressure comes to them very, very soon. I have seen so many because they are taking all the burdens and all the liabilities of that patient and only day and night thinking about the patient. How he is now? How I can recover him? So always, not thinking of God, how myself will check my all these things, my old age, my all these things, problems. Oh, he has no time to. And one day, quickly, day comes. And he will not give, she will not give a moment to think anything. So, at that time, if we realize this real fact, and we have left our houses, positions, wealth, and everything, and we have followed a guru, we are taking initiation from any bona fide guru, even. But not, we have taste in chanting, remembering all this. Then this position is very critical. This time is very critical. Perhaps you understand what I want to speak, mm-hmm. What I told, you should explain.
When a person gives up trying to enjoy this world and takes to the process of bhajan and accepts initiation from any bona fide guru, but has not yet developed any taste, any natural spontaneous taste within their heart for bhajan, and forcibly that person is restraining their senses, and forcibly they've given up their previous, trying to give up their previous, their desires to enjoy it. This time is a very critical stage. It's a very fragile state. At any point that person may possibly decide to leave the process of bhajan.
So this time is very critical. And that position came in also now in ISKCON too, after departures of Srila Prabhupada. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, all became weak. Because they have no taste, but they have left all the positions and everything, wealth and everything, but no taste. If there was taste, what to taste? Even no nishtha, determination of mind, there was no to do bhajan. At that time, high class of association, that is sadhu sangha, is needed. The qualification of this sadhu sangha, Madhava Maharaj has told, sadhu sangha, the sadhu, the devotee should be how? Realized. Not only knowing scriptures, it will not do. He should have realized by his bhakti yoga, by practicing bhakti yoga, some realization. He can tolerate all these situations, and he can reconcile all these things in this world. Not attached to any worldly things. No worldly desire, sense of gratification. Then he is really sadhu, devotee. And if one is associating with him, then he may be saved, otherwise not. That is why everywhere it has been told, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha. Then we can realize anything. Sadhu Sangh be like whom? Like Prahlad Maharaj, that he told. Like Haridas Thakur, like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. Like even you can realize by your Gurudev, Swami Bhaktivedanta, Swami Maharaj. He was really sadhu. So he attracted the whole world. And he also sent me that now my devotees are in trouble. So many problems are coming. They have become weak, lifeless. So you go and you should help them. Only I came only for this purpose. Not for money, not for reputation, not for wealth, not for anything. In these old days of 84, I am traveling everywhere, travel about 16 times in the whole world. All are attracted, especially the disciples of, especially senior devotees and sincere devotees of Swamiji. Oh, they are coming to me. Like he came, others are coming. Even those who left sannyas order, now they are coming. Oh, Dhrishtadyumna, you know, Bhagwan Das. Even Kirtanananda, he has contact with me. Very senior devotees. So, we can help. And for this help, he requested me. At the time of departure, after discussing with me, he left this world in the same night. He requested to come, and I went there. And he began to weep, taking my hands in his hands. And he requested that, please help my devotees. I brought all. I
collected
all, so many devotees, more than millions. But I had no time to train them. Please help them. He also told in Bengali language that I have collected so many monkeys, but to these monkeys I could not train. So please help them, that they should realize who am I. Why I have come to this world? About this, Madhava Maharaj has told. It is very easy method to be happy. But we should try to follow. You know that Supreme Lord has created this world. Who Supreme Lord? Lord are not so many, one without second. There is no different gods for Americans, for Indians, for Christianity, for Hindus and Muslims. Only one. Name can be different. And the names are all about equal. What is the means of God? G-O-D. G, generator. O, operator. D, destructor. In Sanskrit language, same. In Muslims also. Same thing. Those who can create whole worlds, whole universe in millions of world and universe in a second. And again in a second he can demolish, and again he can create. He's very powerful. Very, very merciful. But also he has some form. But that form is not worldly, but transcendental, not material. He has form. In Bible it has been told, those who have read Bible, God created man after his own image. What is the meaning? God created man, human, like him, as his form is, transcendental. Then what is that form? Without form, this cannot be created. where mercy will be. That is why in Bible it has. Oh, I know from scriptures that once in a young age, Jesus went to India. He traveled so many
holy places.
He went to also south in Jagannath Puri. And he saw the deities of Krishna. There all the devotees call him Krishna. But the original...
Odia
of that place, they called Krishna. We call him Krishna. And they call
Krishna.
And in south they call
Krishna.
And then in western countries, he also wanted to tell Krishna or Krishna, but his utterance, he did like Christ. Krishna, Krishna,
Christos.
And then Christus.
Christus.
So God is same. And Muslim too. They cannot deny that God has formed. Inna laha khalaqa man surat hi. In their Quran, it has been written. How they can deny? They cannot deny. So God has formed. He is so merciful. He has transcendental form. Sometimes by serving him, praying him, he can show, he can manifest his that form transcendental. So, what is that process? Oh, that Supreme Lord has invested his all power, endless power, his whole mercy in his name. Any name you like, you can chant. Christ, Krishna, Krishna, Allah, Khuda, like God, all you can. One thing more I want to tell you. If Jesus is the Son of or Supreme Lord, then Father must be like his Son, or Son should be like his Father.
Like Father, like Son.
Like Father, like Son, like Father. Understand my... So, if Jesus has
human form,
oh, his Father must be human form. Not a dog, not cat, not pigs and hogs, not zero. That must be. So if we pray him, we so powerful names of gods, if we chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Oh, again and again. Even one time in life, you'll be changed. And gradually you'll have honor for, Shraddha for Krishna. And after that, you will realize. We know there was a dacoit. His name was Valmiki. He used to kill all the persons who passing through that and used to loot everything. He killed so many persons. So many persons. One day, a great realized sage, like devotee, like Narad came. Why you are doing these silly things? Oh, to protect my life, to maintain my life, I do. First he wanted to kill him also, but Narad told, oh, you cannot
stop.
And he was stopped. Because his majestic powers. And after that he told, go to your house and ask them whether they will divide your sins or not. They told that we cannot. We have supported and nourished you. Now we have become old. Oh, you must serve us. We are not ready to take your all activities of sins. Then he returned back. And he realized, he took some water, Nardrishi, and
sprinkle on his head.
Throw on him, and he became senseless and began to see in trance all the animals, all the persons who has been killed by these. They are taking their weapons ready to kill him. All lines, endless line was. And he began to
tremble.
Again he took water and sprinkled. Now he came in senses and fell flat. That please save me. The great sage told, I will save you. But first you should break your bow. And then what I'm telling, repeating. Ram, Ram, Ram. This is the name of God, who is always everywhere. So he's called Ram. Give him pleasure in the heart of all devotees. So you should call Ram and you will be liberated and you will be really happy, transcendently. He began to tell, but he could not. He could not utter. Then he told that, can you utter like a mara mara? Oh, that I can do easily. Then he began to. Mara means to kill. Mara, 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 mara. And very soon he was liberated from all this. So if we will chant, even not opposite, and with love and affection, Hare Krishna, or any name of God, Krishna, Krishna, Radhe, Radhe, Ram, Ram, any name, God, Khuda, then, that Supreme Lord will come and manifest his transcendental formity. And he will take two with him. And then he will be happy forever. Why? There is a reason. In this world, we see that if you can take a stone or any
piece of earth, soil,
earth, like wood, iron, or anything coming from earth, if you throw, it will go up, but again
come down.
Why? This is the law
of gravitation.
Law of gravitation. So, we see that any kinds of earthen things, material things, if you will
throw it,
it will come down. But if you have a balloon and air is tightened, and if you will throw it, where it will go?
Yeah.
Not towards earth. It will go up. Very soon it will go. Where it will go, you cannot imagine. If you can fire, you have seen fire. If fire is burning, the flame, where it will go? Towards earth or sun?
Up.
Air, towards air. So, this is the theory that a part of whole, when it will meet together, then he can be happy. What I told, tell them. You should, my English is lame. I cannot speak good English.
Srila Gurudev is explaining that a part of a whole always tends towards that whole. For instance, if you throw anything that's made from the earth or that originates from the earth into the sky, it will descend again. It will make its way back to the earth. In the same way, if you have a flame If you have a fire, the flame, or a candle, the flame does not point downwards, but points upwards towards the sun. Also, if you have any water, always tends towards the ocean, the great reservoir of water. In the same way, in this way, every single part of a whole, in order to feel, in order to experience completeness, it tends towards that whole from which it originates.
So, I told, though we are conditioned soul, we are suffering so much, we cannot realize, we are not realizing our soul. We are not thinking about our responsibilities. But we can very easily be happy in our life. We have some realization of this. And that is by chanting them, that I told. How can you, who have so many responsibilities, so how you can, oh, gopis of Vrindavan are really love. God is love. And love is God. What is the meaning of love? These worldly sense gratifications are not really love. Transcendental love is something else beyond this world. It may be between soul and super soul, that God. Not by body and body. This is material, what?
Sense
gratification. So if even living in householder life, in India it has been told that Krishna is God and God is love is God. Really, the gopi prem, love of gopi prem for Krishna is the highest. Even all time they remember God. How? If ja dohane vahanane, this is shlok, no need of speaking shlok. Gopi is used to chant Govinda Damo Dharma Daveti, Govinda Damo Dharma Daveti. All the names of Supreme Lord. So, if they are brooming in their houses, what doing? Brooming. And Govinda Damo Dharma Daveti, Govinda Damo. If cow milking, Govinda Damo Dharma Daveti, Govinda Damo Dharma Daveti. Oh, making sleep their sons. What?
Children.
Oh.
Bringing them to sleep.
Huh? What they are doing? Oh, go sleep like this, but not this. Govinda Damo Dharma Daveti. Uthaya gopyo pararatri bhava smitva jasoda suta balakeli. Gayanti gopyo janita nurada govinda damo dharma. All the gopis used to awoke in very morning at 4. And what? They were
chanting.
And what doing? Govinda Damo Dharma Daveti. Govinda Damo Dharma Daveti. No need of always chanting on beats. No. If you are driving, Govinda Dhamma Charana Dave Govinda Dhamma
Charana Dave. Oh, if you are doctor, you are giving injection and reduction. Or even Govinda Dhamma a student of college or university, or going at that time, why you are thinking so many bad things? Huh? Or give up. Govinda Dhamma Charana Dave Ki. No need up doing like Muslims. Oh, sit down and stand up and do like this. So many exercises. No. What?
Govinda Dhamma Charana Dave Ki. Govinda Dhamma
Charana Dave Ki. Oh, no, like yogis. What they do? Oh, that's like this. What is this thing? Nowadays, every town and cities of whole world I see. Oh, yoga. Especially in Japan, in
Bangkok, Thailand.
Here and I saw. Oh, thousand and thousands of person having some sound and they are dancing, doing like this, that, that. This is yoga, not this yoga. What is yoga? To
connect.
Add or connect soul to super soul. This is called yoga. Otherwise not yoga. So bhakti yoga, Swamiji came to preach this mission. That had you should try to connect your soul to and by very easy process. Govinda Dhamma Charana Dave Ki. Govinda Dhamma Charana Dave Ki. Or maybe easy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Dancing like Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Third, in this life too, and also after this world, soul has a form, transcendental form. Otherwise, how he can be captured in this physical body? And a time will come that, soul will
give up
this body. And this body, what will be of this? Oh, very dear body, it will be engraved or it will be burned to ashes. Or if not doing anything, then so many
insects,
worms will come, insect and eat and what?
Stool.
And make a stool. This is the
transformation of this body.
This body.
The destination.
So, we should try to maintain our life anyhow. Helping others also. But we should know who am I and how can I be I happy and come in this process. We have not come to make you Hindu. We have not come to make you other things. But why we came? Oh, where you are, you should be there. And chant and remember Supreme Lord. This is only the method, especially name. Without name, anyone cannot save. And you must know. You cannot take any wealth from this world that you are collecting. even a farthing, pence, last fraction of dollar you can take from here, even one hair, then why you are doing so? Always? Oh, you can maintain your body. How? Why? To realize that soul and super soul. And so that our life should be happy forever. You cannot leave. This is not your father's property to be here. No. You will have to give up your father, property, everything, body. And where to go you don't know. But by this practice, very easily you can know all these things. And in this world also you can be happy. Any problem of this world cannot touch you. And if coming, or that devotee can keep his feet on the head of all the problems and he will be happy. So I request you all, whether you are an engineer, doctor, a wealthy person, any politician, president and what?
Prime minister,
or anything in this world. If you are poor, if you are rich, no harm. If you are lady, if you are gentleman, anything you can do. But chant and remember and help others. How? By Nagar Sankirtan, loudly Kirtan. If anyone is in trance, and if he will chant, he will be disturbed. But if you are chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
or all the senses will be controlled. No need of controlling them. Automatically they will be controlled. So this is the very highest class of thing, and we must try to follow. Go. There are so many things to tell, but
only one class.
Only class. I wanted to give so much.
You can invite for Badger and
LA.
You can invite. In the last you should give.
You can thanks. Invite all to LA and Badger.
And you should thank you all to come.
And we would, Gurudev would like to invite, and we would also like to invite you to Los Angeles. There will be some satsang. And satsang means association of spiritually minded people who have dedicated their lives to understanding that they're truly a spirit. And also there'll be a nice program in Badger, California. It's about 8 hours out of L.A. There'll be a nice program there.
3 hours.
4 hours. It seemed like 8 last time I played.